It's time for Tuesday Night Live. Real talk, real funny, real live. Call our nationwide hotline, 646-787-1568. On Twitter at TN Live Radio.
Tuesday Night Live, we in here.
What kind of goals do you set? I think it's very important to set goals, man. And I feel like now is the time to really talk about it because we're getting older and we're getting, you know, it's time to get wise. It's time to boss up and, you know, set goals for yourself and go accomplish them. I also am the spokesman for All the King's Men, a great mental organization. Our core values are faith, hope, care, fun. You know, we take all of those values really personal, and we exercise them daily with mentoring our boys. So, man, hey, make sure you guys call in today, 646-787-1568.
Got my walking shoes on. I can't tell you where I'm going, but I'm walking down this lonely road. But at least the scenery is beautiful. And no matter what I do, I can't stop walking, no. I know it's the only way to go. And if I keep walking, I'ma be okay. It's not always about knowing why. Sometimes it's all about knowing what. And that's enough to keep you walking every day. Yeah, I believe. But it's a dream. If I keep on walking up, yeah, I know it when I see it walking, 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 when I see it walking up. Always waiting for something to find you, but if it don't come, what are you going to do? And that's why I'm walking, 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 gotta keep on walking up. Walking shoes, hey, I tell you when you got a made up mind. Even the winter feels like summertime. In the night you see the light of day. Cause I've been blind for way too long and you can't take my light away. Even though all my times are happy times, I get unsure and hope for brighter days. I never let it slow my pace, so knowing failure ain't an option. I've been promised and I'm on my way up. If I keep on walking up, yeah, I know it when I see it walking, walking, walking. When I see it walking on, it always waiting for something good to find you. But if it don't come, what are you gonna do? And that's why I'm walking, walking, walking. Gotta keep it walking on. Walking shoes on. Step two, step two, step three. Step one, step two, step three.
Walking shoes.
Thy words the light unto my path, a lamp unto my feet. These shoes, these shoes, these shoes, my shoes.
Walking shoes, walking shoes.
Walking towards the promise. Walking towards better land. Said I believe. But it's a dream that I ain't seen yet. Chasing a dream that I ain't dreamed yet. But I'ma meet it halfway if I keep on walking, walking, walking. If I keep on walking, oh. Yeah, I know it when I see it walking, walking, walking. When I see it walking, oh.
Marcus Rogers, spokesman and motivational speaker for all the King's men. Be sure to check out our website at atkm.org. While you're on the site, check out my personal page
to find out more about who I am and what I'm all about.
atkm.org, atkm.org, atkm.org.
All the King's men, a recognized leader in male mentorship.
Yo, what's going on? Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. You're on a good morning. You're on a motivational morning show with DeMarcus Rogers, man. Hey, check this out, man. It's important that we get up daily and get better. But what do we do to get better? What do we say? What do we go on our minds to get better on the daily? And I think, man, without vision, we will perish. You know, and visions relate to goals. Goals give us a reason to live. All right, so, you know, man, if you're not setting goals, what are you living for? You know, if you're not getting up, you're not setting goals to better yourself or to be better, or, you know, what are we really living for? What are we doing? What are we doing out here in the world? What are we trying to get to? Are we just living, or are we just, here, we just walking? I mean, what are we doing? What are we here for? You know, and I feel like that'll make, we all know that one day we're going to die. We all know that one day we're going to die. So it's important that we live, but it's important that you grab something while you're here. What can you take with you? You know what I'm saying? It's important that we grab something, you know, while you're here. So goals provide a purpose for your existence. Goals provide direction for your work, but also for your day. So, you know, when you get up and you set a goal, even if it's a small-time goal, it could be a small-time goal. You get up, you set a goal, and you say, okay, well, I'm going to make this much money today. You got expectation. Expectation causes things to come true. You know, if you have no expectation for what you're trying to do, or you have no goals for that day or what you're trying to do, when you get up, you just lost. I mean, you're like, yeah, I'm going to go to work, but what are you going to work? What are you trying to accomplish for today? What are you trying to accomplish for the next 5 years, the next 10 years? You know, you got to have some kind of purpose for your life daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. You know, you have to have a life goal or what you want to do before your life ends. Even though we never know when our life's going to end, but you know, hopefully, you know, a lot of people live to be an old age. But you know, man, it's definitely important that we get up every morning, man. Your feet touch the floor, man. We pray and you set a goal for yourself. You know, like today, like my everyday goal is I want to get better. You know what I'm saying? I want to get better every day. I want to get better. And that's mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. You know, my relationship with God is one big thing for me, because I always, you know, since I kind of turned my life around the right way, I've always valued a relationship with God, because He's the only reason I'm making it to this day. So, you know, when I get up in the morning, I thank God and I pray and I say, God, make me better today. Make me better in you first. But make me a better man. You know, make me a better man of you, of the kingdom. So, you know, it's just goals that we can set for ourselves, man, every day. You know, goals provide a purpose for our walk every day. You know, and then when you set your goals, you give yourself something to chase. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like a girl. You know, if you got a girl, you got a chick, and you want her, but she ain't going, you're going to chase her because you want her. And that's what any man, any female, even with a man, if you want that man, you're going to chase that man, period. I don't care how much, you know, your pride can get in the way, and you can say, I don't want, but deep down, you still want him. You're going to go get him. So, you know, I think it's just like that. If you want something, go get it. If you want it bad enough, fight for it. You know, and within reaching your goals, it's not easy. You know, it's not easy to reach your goals, but if you keep fighting and you keep going, there's no way you can't reach them. If you don't give up, there's no way you can't reach your goals. Just like chasing dreams. I believe in dreams. I believe in setting dreams. I believe in setting a standard for yourself. I believe in having expectations for yourself. I believe in setting an everyday dream, everyday goal, everyday expectation. You know, I always think I gotta go make a dollar. You know, when I leave out the house, I gotta make me a dollar today, some way, somehow. You know, I'm a real true hustler, so I gotta make me a dollar. So it just goes, man, and expectations and dreams. You know, don't sell yourself short. Don't sell yourself short on a daily. Everybody want to talk about yearly. I want to be wealthy one day. I want to be rich one day. What about today? You can only live for today. Tomorrow's not promised. Yesterday is gone. So what about today? What are you going to live for today? What are you going to do today to make tomorrow relevant? You see what I'm saying? Because if you don't do nothing today, you know, you keep telling us what you're going to do tomorrow. We don't care nothing about that. You know, it's time to do something today. It's time to stand up today. So, you know, that's something I think everybody should definitely, you know, set for themselves as goals, everyday dreams. You know, write your goals down. You know what I'm saying? Pray for your goals. But, hey, if you want to call in, man, it's 646-787-1568. Call in and talk with your boy about setting goals, and if you are on the phone, press 1 if you do want to talk. All right.
Thinking about the world, looking at the nation, suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind. Times are changing. Yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the Word. But everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. I overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe He's taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. And I believe, yeah.
believe, yeah. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side, in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright, 'cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments, so much I don't understand, so much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging, but no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth, your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith, and I'm just one of them old people who's gotta hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's gotta hold on. Don't you let go of me, Lord, please, I believe, I believe, yeah. Oh, I'm just one of them old people who's gotta hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh,
this is DeMarcus Rogers, spokesman and motivational speaker for all the King's men. Be sure to check out our website at atkm.org. While you're on the site, check out my personal page
to find out more about who I am and what I'm all about.
atkm.org, atkm.org, atkm.org.
All the King's men, a recognized leader in male mentorship.
Live from Nashville, Tennessee, Motivational Mondays with motivational speaker DeMarcus Rogers.
It's not about skill, man. It's about wisdom. Don't ever think your kid will get you to the next level because it won't. Because somebody right now, another All-American, another All-State player, another number one in the state, number one in the country, they work just like you.
Motivational Monday. With motivational speaker DeMarcus Rogers.
I'm going to give you a key to success right now. Man, you got to be focused on what you're trying to do.
Call in live at 646-787-1568. Grind Nation, stand up. Grind or get eight.
Yo, 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 we're back, we're back, we're back on the Motivational Morning Show with your host, DeMarcus Rogers, man. Hey, I got some stuff for you guys. We're talking about setting goals today. We're talking about setting goals, daily goals, weekly goals, monthly goals, yearly goals, man, life goals. Talking about setting goals today, man. And look, I got some steps for you guys before I bring, you know, a caller that's online. I got some steps right now. Okay, I got step number one, establish your goals. Establish some goals, man. You have to pray and dig deep, you know. Establish your goals, all right? Number two, write it down. Always write your goals down, man, so you can look at them, so you can see them, so you won't forget. So you can pray over them every day. Write your goals down, man. Step number three, you must buy into your goals. Buy into your goals. You got to believe your goals, man. You got to believe your goals. If you don't believe them, who else going to believe them? You have to believe your goals, man. You got to believe in your goals, okay? So buy into your goals. That's step number three. Step number four, focus on your goals and not the obstacles. Focus on your goals, man, and not the obstacles. The obstacles do not matter. If you focus on your goals, the obstacles will not matter. You meet the obstacles, you know what I'm saying, toe-to-toe, and you battle them, and you do what you have to do to get what you have to get, you know what I'm saying? So step number four is focus on your goals and not the obstacles, man. We're not worried about what's going on outside. We don't care. We're not worried about that, man. We're worried about our goals, man. Forget the obstacles. Focus on your goals and not the obstacles. All right, we're going to take a caller, man. Got some on the line. Yo, good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. What's going on?
What's going on, man? Who we got on the line with us?
Right, it's Bradley, man. I don't know if you remember me. We were in middle school together.
Yeah, Bradley, man. What's going on, big dog?
Another day at work, man.
Man, I feel that. Hey, man, look, I appreciate you stopping in today, man. I appreciate you, you know, coming through the show, listening, you know, reposting some of the things you reposted, man. It's really a blessing for you to do that, man. I really appreciate it. For real, man. So, man, what you think, man? What you think about this? About these goals, man? How important do you think goals are for people to make
in their
life?
They're very important because, I mean, coming from where we come from, I mean, you know, Morrow, all that area, Clayco, I mean, saying coming from there, you know, and making a diamond out of a rock, that's what it takes, setting a goal. I mean, sticking to that goal, that's up to you.
Right. And I think a lot of people these days, man, they don't really get that because they don't really understand, man, that you have to set some kind of standard for yourself or you would just be out here living. You would just have a, you know what I'm saying, you would only work a 9-to-5 and work for somebody else. And nothing's wrong with a 9-to-5, but why work a 9-to-5 if you don't have to? You know what I'm saying? If you can go out here and get something for yourself, you can set a goal and say, I want to own my own company one day. Now, we also know going to work for somebody, that's the first step. You got to work for somebody to be a great boss. Every great boss, every great CEO, they work for somebody, another CEO. You know what I'm saying? We always understand
right.
that. But if you don't set a standard for yourself, you don't set a goal for yourself, how will you even get to the next level, you know what I'm saying, in life? How will
Absolutely
you even get
right, man.
To the next day? You know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of people, we miss that as people. You know what I'm saying? We just say, oh, we're going to go out here and live. I'm living day by day. Nah, live day by day. You live every day because tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, it's not promised. We don't know if we're going to be there. It's no tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? And yesterday
that's
was
right.
the past.
Do what you can now.
But, man, that's it. That's it. And you got to go hard on the daily, man. On the daily, man. For real.
Another big thing,
you
know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Another big thing, you know, is failure. People are scared of failure, but, I mean, failure, that's really what it takes, man. That's the stairs right there to get to your success. Once you see failure, you know where you messed up. You're like, all right, I can fix that.
Right.
I mean,
we talked about that last week, man. I mean, we talked about that Monday. It wasn't even last week. It was Monday. We talked about that, man. Fear, man. The fear of failure will cause you to never step anywhere, man. You will stay in that shadow. You know what I'm saying? The fear of failure, man.
Right.
Failure is necessary. We are going to fail. We are going to fail in life. We are
Human
going
nature.
To fail. Probably, man, exactly. Probably more than once, just because of the simple fact, man, we got to fail to get to the next level. We got to, you know, the people of God went through the desert, you know what I'm saying, to get to the promised land. That's just what it is, man. We got to go through those rough times and those storms, but those storms are not here to stay. They're here to pass. You know what I'm saying? So I like you bringing that up, man, because we talked about that. Monday, man, you're right. People are scared of failure. People don't want any kind of part of failure. Everybody want to make excuses. And you know, we're not here to make excuses. We're here to make changes. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So I definitely agree with what you said, man, for real. And, you know, so like I said, man, I appreciate you coming through. It's a definite blessing to me for you, you know, even posting the stuff you did, you know what I'm saying, this morning, man, because it's just showing people that somebody's out here listening. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's out here listening. But, hey, man, I appreciate you coming through, big dog. Appreciate you listening, man. Stay on the line for me, man. I'm going to come rap with you in a minute, all right?
All right, man.
All right, I'm done. Yo, look, man, check this out. Hey, man, you got to set goals for yourself. This is your boy, DeMarcus Rogers, man. I appreciate y'all listening. If you did today, I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you guys, you know, being attentive and you know, just being great people, man, and, you know, getting motivated this morning. It's a great thing to be motivated. At one point, I was needing to be motivated every day because I was down and I was out, and I felt like, you know, nothing else would come. But, you know, it's always good to have a great person to motivate you in the morning. Or, you know, even if you get in your Bible, even if you – you know, reading a devotion book. Even if you just reading a book, man, that book motivates you and they're your mentor. If you have a mentor, man, go to them, talk to them. You need to be motivated, man. Don't sit by yourself. You know, get out here, man. Get out here and know some, get to know some people, network. It's important, man, that we link with people. I'm not gonna say antisocial, but I kinda am. I don't really rap with a lot of people. I'm very quiet, you know, that's what I do until it's time for me to do my business. But I'm also finding the importance on networking with people and talking to people and, you know, just trying to be the best man and best businessman I can be on a daily, and that comes with talking to people and you know, and networking with people and showing people, you know, that you know what your true colors and that you are a man of God, if you are, you know, I am, so that's what I'm speaking on it. But hey, man, I appreciate you guys coming through today. This is the Motivational Morning Show with DeMarcus Rogers. We back at it next Monday, man, 9:00 a.m. Next Monday, 9:00 a.m. Central Time, man. I appreciate you guys coming through. Peace.
Sing a new song. All right. Put your light in the air for love. Oh, it's beautiful.
Yo, this is DeMarcus Rogers, spokesman and motivational speaker for all the King's men. Be sure to check out our website at atkm.org. While you're on the site, check out my personal page
to find out more about who I am and what I'm all about.
atkm.org, atkm.org, atkm.org.
All the King's men, a recognized leader in male mentorship.